The scummy stuff at the top of water and in the water column is often the result of too much phosphorus. It's unhealthy for what lives in the water and for those who walk and swim in it, says OSU researcher Theo Dreyer.
So we know from these blooms are really very prevalent and that they've been becoming longer lasting and more intense, and more lakes have become affected. So it's very relevant in Washington, but as it is in Oregon and really all around the world.
Researchers at Oregon State University have discovered how to better identify hazardous algae blooms. Pinpointing which types of algae have toxic genes will be the new way to better identify and remove it from lakes and reservoirs throughout the Northwest. And that will help protect recreational areas and drinking water. I'm Lauren Patterson reporting.